What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, aka the Realm Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. I can see y'all over here in the corner, right here getting active in that chat. So feel free, do what y'all do, get active in that chat, we'll keep it moving. I can see those hearts right there in the top right corner, and keep those hearts coming. That will allow me to know that y'all are resonating with me, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. As always, if I'm dropping these keys, y'all already know what to do. Throw them. Throw those keys right there in the chat. Allow me to know that y'all are picking up the keys that I'm throwing down to help assist in unlocking the mind lock. And maybe we've moved on from that mind lock and now we're unlocking the shackles that are around our ankles, wrists, and neck. And if y'all can hear me okay, go ahead and throw one there right there in that chat. That will allow me to know that y'all can hear me. Y'all can hear the music. Y'all can hear me over the music. And it will also allow me to determine how much of a time delay there is from the time I speak to the time that the medium that sits right in front of me picks up my image and my voice, broadcasts it through the 802.11 spectrum to eventually reach the medium that you're currently scrying into. You'll pick up and see my image, my voice. It's being projected through that LCD, that liquid crystal display comprising of liquid crystal, electrical circuitry, and plasma. Plasma's that liquid light extracted from humans' blood. So yeah, we're still out here participating in Saturnalia technology, Baal technology, Moloch technology, technology that requires blood sacrifice for us to be able to communicate over the air. And some of the books, y'all already know who the Prince of the Air is, as we continue to use these technologies that now quite literally are using systems, like for example Verizon Wireless, their new system is called Moloch. Y'all do know that Google, when you are on Google's internet, you're using Chrome. And Google's computer engine that's running on the back end is called Adreno. Can't make this up. You feel me? All these tech corporations all hide it within their icons, logos, symbols, their names. The names of their systems are either gods, dark gods, demons, daemons. Can't make this up. And we all participate in it. We give all our energy to it. As a matter of fact, anytime that you're using Google, which Google pretty much is sprinkled into every app and everything that you're doing, you're mining for its quantum computer. That means that you're serving it. Y'all feel me? Well, anyway, let me go ahead and just take a look at y'all real quick, see who's up in here. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for being up in here tonight. Y'all already know what it is. It's Truth or Tuesday. We're out here once again. To me, this week flew by very fast. I don't know about y'all. Seems like we're in a time warp, and I kid you not. The time, to me, and in my experience, is speeding up. And it's speeding up quick. One thing that I noticed is, you know, my birthday was July 5th. So on that 07052020, it was that full moon. It was that lunar eclipse. Well, anyway, It was on that full moon lunar eclipse at 4:40 or 4:44. Can't make up the numbers either. Well, anyway, it was a full moon on the 5th. It's past half moon now. You feel me? And currently we're at the 07142020. So we're what, 9 days in? I watched the moon, pretty much the lunar, go to half luminosity about 4 days ago. So I don't know about you, but in my experience, things are speeding up. Well, we've got official Luna Bashed Diff Lifestyle. Hey, I really do apologize if I'm just butchering names right now. You already know, I keep my screen on landscape mode, so I read the comments and the names upright. So I do apologize if I butcher the names or find it difficult to pronounce. We got Sarah Ismail, what's good? Skills underscore 45, thanks for joining. David Butler 29. We've got Shayna Colvin. Skills 45. Cat Tree. We've got Nonsense Nina. DBQ 100. Dieter Minatian 27. David Butler. I think I got you. Fakia 123. Crafty, I see you. Sacred Sparkle. Got technical difficulties going on here. Alright. We've got Imaginin's G8. My screen flipped. And y'all saw the back end of, I've got a real, like, camera set up. I never use it, though. I have it for, like, if I was going to be YouTubing and whatnot. But y'all already know, I'm censored in YouTube. I can't make any movements in YouTube. So, that system pretty much goes to waste. Because here on Instagram, I just use my phone. So, got that system going to waste. We've got Matthew Tracks. What's good? Underscore Neil Avishan. I'm sorry if I pronounced that incorrectly. Thanks for joining, though. Nick St. Croix. DVN I Yell. The Plants Are Surviving. Veronica Yasmin. Weird Slide. Tatsoy. What's good, y'all? Alright, I just wanted to catch some of y'all. We are the PSYOP Gang Flag. I see y'all. I don't ever want to forget y'all. Y'all are in here all the time. Me and We Are the PSYOP go back. As a matter of fact, me and We Are the PSYOP did a show a few years back. It's on my, just go to the link in my bio, and that will take you to Collective Vibration. There you'll see a whole catalog of, you know, some of these lives that I've done these past few months, and then also there's a few audios from a few years back on there. And We Are the PSYOP did a phenomenal show. To be honest with you, I think that's a show that could hang with any of the top shows. I kid you not. I think that we dove deep and definitely created a portal with that show that we did there. So much love to We Are the PSYOP on that. And anyway, it's good to see y'all tonight. We're here, Truth or Tuesday. Currently, we got 62 eyes on the information. Y'all already know we got a light up tonight. So who's smoking with me tonight? You know, we're rolling with what we always roll with tonight. We've got some White Sage and some Palo Santo. It's up to y'all on what y'all trying to go with tonight. So one for Palo Santo, or one for White Sage, two for Palo Santo. Who's lighting up with me, and what y'all want lit tonight? Go ahead and throw it there, right there in the chat. We'll get it going. Quantum Flash said, both of you are true light warriors. Yo, respect on that. I see Palo Santo. Alright, so we got one for Palo Santo. We got one for Sage. Two for Sage. Three for Sage. Four for Sage. Hey. Sage is coming in right now. Alright, I'm seeing some Palo Santos now. Sage. Light them both up. I mean, we really could light both up tonight. But, let's go ahead. We're going to go with this White Sage tonight. We're going to go ahead and keep things moving. So, who's lighting up with me? Let's go ahead and get that good smoke. You know, it's always good to get that good smoke. Sage is very, very cleansing. Especially when you burn it. Helps allow to clear some of the negative energies that are around. And for some of y'all that don't understand how the metaphysics work, it's okay. But understand that down to the metaphysical level, you know how to operate within there. Every little thing that you do when you come to manipulating molecules around you makes a difference. And yeah, lighting up Sage makes a difference. So, I'm gonna go ahead and light yourself up. Y'all know I got a little bit of smoke for y'all. Got y'all. And I'm gonna give one more light up. And this one's for the agents. You feel me? Because there's many of them. But to be honest with you, they don't come up in here too much. They can't hang up in here too much. The tribe's too strong up in here, you feel me? Because y'all already know what we do with agents out here. They come up in here trying to act with that agent behavior. Y'all already know, they get the peace signs. And in a second, you're about to see the whole chat lighting it up with those peace signs. We ain't got no place for an agent out here. I see y'all. Peace signs, they're still coming. Yup. Right on. I see y'all. Any agents up in here, y'all see this? You outnumbered in here. Ha! You outnumbered in here. Tat said like Teddy. Nah, Teddy. Teddy's not an agent. We've already established that. Alright. So, as y'all can see, agents, you're properly introduced to the tribe right now. These peace signs are still coming. So while these peace signs are coming, I just want to give a shout out to Cindy Ashby on the Wake Up Radio. Just for the simple fact that this recording and my previous recordings are now being saved and broadcasted on every major streaming platform. From Stitcher, or is it Stitcher? Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Yeah, all those ones, it's on there. So if you ever want to listen to this, feel free to go back. If you want to catch these lives, y'all already know, we get it in every Tuesday, Truth or Tuesdays, and we try to get some in throughout the week as well. But I've been putting on a lot of work out here in the third dimension, so I do apologize that I haven't been in these frequencies much. And as a matter of fact, I've really tried to limit my activity within these frequencies, so Truth or Tuesdays is a great way for me to connect with y'all. For me to drop some keys with y'all. For me to check in with y'all. And soon, really be able to provide y'all with some next level solutions that are gonna change the world. And I mean that. Because right now, we're at a time that the distractions, the false flags, the LARPs, the agents, the demons, the daemons, the prophecies, they're all happening right now. Y'all see, the rituals, I hope y'all understand the dark craft rituals that the majority continue to enslave themselves and re-hypnotize themselves into. They don't even know they're doing it, so that's called being hoodwinked. Being hoodwinked is a way to be blindly initiated into the craft that you participate in, give your energy to fulfill spells that are placed upon you, and you don't even know what's happening. Therefore, if you're one who can recognize the rituals that are being played in front of you, if you're one who can recognize the spells that are being cast upon you, then you'll start seeing things a little bit differently. Once you start seeing things a little bit differently and you're not hypnotized, you're going to notice that it doesn't matter what goes on the left or on the right. It does not matter. Because at the end of the day, they are two wings of the same bird. You feel me? This is Truther Tuesdays. I'm a truther out here. I've been truthing for years. You feel me? What's one thing that the truth community has always tried to teach you? That the script involves the left-right paradigm. You have to subscribe to one of them. The masses subscribe to one of them. If you're subscribing to one of them, congratulations, you've been successfully hypnotized to the spells that have been cast upon you. You feel me? I don't care what truths you're learning from the right. I don't care how deep of the hypnotism you go when you go left and you start supporting the Democratic Party. I don't care. You may be getting truths from that right side, and understand you're still being thrown right into a script. Y'all feel me? If you're not being hypnotized right now by the left-right paradigm, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. There's about a 7-second delay from the time I speak to the time y'all get, hear my voice, get this info. But I'm looking for these ones right now. Yup. I see these ones coming through. You feel me? If you are not hypnotized by that left-right paradigm, if you're subscribing to neither one of those sides, you're walking straight through that middle line, meaning you're aware of what's going on around you. You feel me? You're aware and can see what's happening around you. But you're walking a different path. And you're walking that path to the front line, understanding that this is a spiritual battle. You're not being swayed left or right because you've got your vision locked forward. You feel that calling. You hear that song. You're being led to those front lines, understanding that the left-right paradigm is all still part of the deep state, all still part of the Luciferian satanic agenda. So when you're walking straight through that narrow, that's what a real 33rd is. You feel me? That's the significance of the 33. So all y'all walking in that divinity, y'all are 33rds. Feel me? Now check this. The reason why I say y'all are 33rds is because the 33rd in the occult is a 3 when you mirror the 3 on top of the 3. So you have 2 3s. This is why there's a significance to the number 2, 3 for 23. You see many sports stars, especially ones that are spearheading particular Baphomet and Luciferian agendas. They'll wear the number 3. They'll wear the number 2-3. They'll wear the number 1-2. You feel me? And so on. They'll wear the number 32. Because of reversals, the 3, the 2. So you have 2 threes. Also, the 32 in Masonic education, the 32 is the highest level that you can achieve in the Scottish Rite Masonic order that you can initiate into. You can't initiate into the 33rd. You feel me? The 33rd degree in Masonic teachings is an honorary degree. This is a degree that is given to you only if worthy to begin your true Masonic instruction. Because your real Masonic teachings don't even begin until you're a 33rd or a 33rd and a half. That's if you're working outside of a Prince Hall system. Y'all feel me? So what makes you a 33? The simple fact that that 3 mirrored on top of the 3 creates an 8. That 8 is the infinity symbol. You feel me? That infinity symbol is that loop. It's also, the infinity symbol is also just like how a battery operates. A ferrous cell. And if you understand how protons, neutrons, electrons, positive and negative ions are all interacting with each other on an 8 loop, which would be creating a ferrous cell or toroidal fusion. So a toroidal field, you feel me? It's creating toroidal energy. And if you understand on the metaphysic level and can close your eyes and see how that even looks from the metaphysical level when you have energy or sound waves oscillating in and out one another. It's creating friction in between the oscillations. In the center, you've got a nucleus that is creating energy from that toroidal field that's causing it to spin in the middle. Y'all see it? Y'all see it? Who's working within the energy? So if you walk through that middle, that point in the middle, that nucleus in the middle, ha, that's the 33. That's the order out of chaos, the ordo ab chao. Because those sound waves right in the center, they come molding into the center. And the ones who can handle and hold that weight within the center walk that line forward. Unaffected, the frequencies bounce off that center. That's electromagnetism. The center is the most highly charged, the most magnetic point. Just like the cosmology of this earth, this plane that we're on. It's a toroidal field. Anyone else tells you differently and starts giving you a story of outer space where we're getting out of the firmament, which is an electromagnetic barrier. They're feeding you Masonic script, and that's facts. They're feeding y'all a heliocentric model. And the heliocentric model and understanding only comes from one place, and that's the Masons. You feel me? You ever see any old paintings, old art of all of the wise men, the ones that gave you your mathematics, your science, your round earth cosmologies? You see them always with a compass in their hand. if you don't see them with a compass in their hand, you see them with a V in their hand, called the Vulcan. You feel me? All you need to do is take a look at the art. They all identify and show their allegiance to the order that they were in and the top levels in. You feel me? Y'all been hypnotized by Masons keeping you as pawns on the board. Well, anyway, y'all are 33s if you're walking that center. We're walking right to the front lines. I don't know about y'all, but I've been here. I appreciate the reinforcements. We're here. And soon, the real battle's about to begin. Right now, the generals are just being assembled. I kid you not. What I'm letting y'all know right now is prophecy. Y'all already know what it is. If y'all feel what I'm talking about right now, if y'all are being led to those front lines, understand that this is a spiritual battle, and understand that you're being called to the front lines. 144K represent. Green hearts and swords all the way through this chat. Y'all already know what it is. Because right now, I don't know about y'all, I have not been going within these frequencies. I have not been checking my feed, so I do apologize that I haven't been active within Instagram. I haven't seen most of your guys' posts or anything like that. Because I'll tell you what, I can guarantee you the majority of it, especially if it's coming from a truther, and I respect it, but understand what's happening. Right now, I'm sure everybody's probably sharing information about Wayfair. I'm sure people are sharing a lot of information about the child pedophilia, which is now starting to go mainstream. Ha! Some of y'all remember rolling with me for years. I'd have to take a deep breath real quick before I dropped information about pedophilia, because that was not only the type of information that would get me shut down, but it was also information that caused so much controversy and caused people to look at you even weird just talking about it. Just trying to expose what's happening with child pedophilia. You feel me? Now, it's becoming mainstream. And y'all need to understand something. Y'all do know that right now, y'all are being ran not only by Masons, by spells, dark craft masonry. Y'all are being ran by corporations. You feel me? Entities. Corporate entities. There's a reason why they're called corpse. You feel me? Corpse is dead. These are dead entities. These are demons. Your corporations are demons. Now feel me on this. These corporations not only are demons, but some of these corporations are also being used as pawns. Front corporations. They're pawns. Y'all do understand that right now, as certain pieces of information of child pedophilia and of certain corporations doing certain things, yeah, this stuff goes on and is happening, but understand they're being used as pawns to keep your attention away. This is why also you'll see any statues of old Masonic cats having one hand in their jacket or in their leaf. You feel me? The hidden hand. Never let the right hand see what the left hand is doing. I love the truth community. I'm part of the truth community. but the truth community has been usurped, and we are being hypnotized to false flags and LARPs. You feel me? Right now, there's cats in the truth community that receive information coming from a quantum computer that is laying out scripts. And these scripts will be reenacted within the communities. And it's not even real. Y'all feel what I'm saying? Right now, we are witnessing the biggest LARPs that we've ever seen. LARPs. Live action role plays. The truth community has been usurped. You feel me? The truth community has been hijacked. I don't care what is going down on the right, what comes from Q, what comes from the Patriot community. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, I don't care. Nisara, Gasara, all of it, I don't care. Right now, there's children dying. Right now, still, there's children being trafficked. Right now, still, the dark occult is making sacrifices. Blood sacrifices. The new technologies require us to slave to it and requires blood. The food you eat has blood and aborted baby fetuses in it. Still. Y'all ever look at your ingredients and see artificial flavoring? You better recognize that if you see artificial flavoring in your nutrition facts on the food that you buy from the corporations, you're eating aborted baby fetuses. And that's facts and keys. Someone in the chat, let the ones who don't know, the corporation who puts it in there. Y'all are being ran by corporations. Y'all are being enslaved to these corporations. They still own you. They own everything. Why? Because we continue to participate to them. We continue to slave to them. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to be done with the game. And how can we do that? We could do it easier, way easier than one could even perceive. You feel me? Y'all do know that if we stop participating and giving energy to a dead corporation, to a dead corpse, we stop doing this necromancy, the spell stops. But we continue to dance with the dead, you feel me? Y'all do understand what we need to do, right? Understand that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. And when it does, don't worry, I'm not gonna leave y'all behind. I'll let y'all know what's up. Y'all just stay tuned. The stone has been cast and the ripples that are coming from what has been cast, and I swear, it's going to change the world. The front lines, the ones on the front lines are coming together. Solutions are being made. Things are happening. And when it's time, I'll let y'all know. But right now, when we're all in these social media platforms, and we're sharing around this information. We're sharing around information of the child pedophilia. I'm sure that, and I do know, because I did go in and I saw some graphic things in regards to torture. One, I saw a meme or a video of what appeared to be Jeffrey Epstein magnifying glassing a naked woman from the sun. The sun's rays burning her. It's an older video. I saw it a few years back. But now, since Ghislaine's been supposedly arrested. Y'all don't even know if that's facts, y'all. Well, now that she's been arrested, information about Jeffrey Epstein popping back out again. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's attention's going back to Epstein. Well, anyway, that video, I'm sure, is being shared around the truth community, and I back it. People need to know, but understand, as it's shared and everybody's seeing it, everybody's watching a literal torture. If it's real, not real, whatever, you're witnessing a woman being tortured, humiliated, and yet everybody's still out here wearing masks, walking around like lemmings. You feel me? Nobody's doing anything. Right now, there's a lot of talk on the internet, and everybody trying to drop the most relevant information. Well, if you're going to be on the internet trying to drop the most relevant information and try to get information out first, all that you're doing now is entertainment. And everybody's sharing information that's coming from a quantum computer that's spitting it out to y'all at the precise time. You feel me? You didn't go with the camera and videotape that. As a matter of fact, it was released to the truth community to share around, to keep everybody talking about that, keeping their eyes off of what's really going down, or keeping you from really stepping up, really getting linked up to actually do something. You feel me? And y'all do understand, right, that one little action can change the course of their movements, or at least throw them off course just a little bit. And then they'd have to re-strategize. You feel me? If this is war, right? This is a spiritual battle. You think that you're just gonna show up? No armor, no sword, no plan? No. You step up and understand that if this is war, we make moves so that they have to re-strategize and rethink their playbook. Because right now, their playbook, they're running it to the T. And it's working flawlessly. Y'all understand that, right? Y'all understand that the child pedophilia, the adrenochrome, the quantum computer, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the deep state, the Israel's rise to the third temple, all this information is not new. All this information I've at least been talking about for years. There's others that have been talking about for years. And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to think that the playbook's not being followed to a T, yet a cat like me and a few others can lay it out play by play. I've already laid this out for y'all. Years ago, I've already given all the scripts, all of the secret societies, all of the plans, the playbook of Agenda 20, of Agenda 21. If you just look at that playbook and really look at it, you're gonna see that they're executing this flawlessly. all y'all, some of y'all, been placing your hopes and acting like a cat that's at the helm of this corporation right now is a messiah. I see y'all in this chat. I'm just taking a look at y'all. I need y'all to understand something. Right now in the truth community, the consciousness community, we're being led. Nobody is putting their eyes on the right things. We need to stop participating in the corporations. And as a matter of fact, speaking about the corporations, do y'all know that a lot of them are actually shutting down? You feel me? Take notice that you're gonna see all of the learner brands. Y'all are familiar with the Limited Corporation, right? Limited Brands. That's Wes Wexner's company. You're gonna start noticing a bunch of his companies are gonna start going under. They're pulling out. You feel me? Breakaway society. That's like companies like Bed Bath & Beyond, Abercrombie & Fitch, Hollister, Lerner, New York & Company. You're going to start seeing these companies pulling out. You're already noticing the big corporations or the big retail stores like Pier 1 Imports, a bunch of the stores, they're pulling back. These CEOs have jumped ship. You feel me? We're at that reset. Taking a look here. Let me see here. I see y'all getting active in the chat, and I see a lot of questions in there. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and do a question and answer. So if you guys want to ask any questions, go ahead and throw those questions right there in that questionnaire. I'll pull it up. I'll try to do like rapid fire on them real quick, just to get y'all involved as well, because I see the chat getting active and I can't keep up with it all. And I'd like to see what kind of questions y'all got. I was diving deep in regards to a few things, and I felt like I was really, really gonna start diving, and there ain't no need for me to start ranting. All right, we got some questions here. Alright, first question is coming from Zach underscore attack 2210. It says, so how do we get on the proactive movement rather than the reactive? Right now, that proactive movement, it's starting. You feel me? It's starting. It's the ones that are recognizing, just like I was saying in the beginning, not following that left-right paradigm, really start either thinking about or getting involved with ones to start growing your own food, to start becoming more self-sustainable, to really start being conscious of where you're spending your dollars, your fiat currency notes, if you're still passing around notes, or if you're using a card and using tracked credits, then you really should start to think about where you're throwing your money at, where you're throwing your funds to. And as I'm saying that, I'm speaking on a device that we're paying money to some of the most wicked corporations. This is why I say soon we're gonna need to make a decision. And like I said, I'm going to be out. And before I do, I'm definitely gonna let y'all know. You feel me? And what we need to do is disconnect. But don't worry, we'll have a plan in place. A plan that will be able to be duplicatable as well. In place and sustainable, sustainability options to be able to do so. But time's speeding up. So as time's speeding up, we've got to be speeding up as well. So just take note, take a conscious eye to where you're throwing your fiat currency notes. If you can, support local. So understand who you're supporting. You know what I'm saying? Meet who you're supporting. If you're going to buy fruits and vegetables, buy from maybe a local farmer or someone who has the means who's growing. Get to know them. Get to know their heart. Many of those cats that are doing that, they're doing that because they're providing a solution to a big problem. And that big problem is people and everybody spending all of their fiat currency notes back to the machine that we're trying to speak out against. You feel me? So be conscious. Vote with your dollars. And stay connected. Stay in tune with what's going on here. Because I hope very soon I'll be providing some really amazing sustainable options that will be able to be duplicatable as well. You feel me? Thanks for the question. I appreciate that. I see Stories of Wild Women said, start a community, Rome. We're all on board with you. It's happening. That's all I have to say. It's happening. So stay tuned. All right. Dirty Shine said, seeing stores refusing cash with a question mark. I have seen stores, me personally, I've seen stores that are refusing cash. So that's all part of Agenda 20 or Agenda 21, you know, moving us to a cashless society. That's happening. There's no denying that. Mostly everybody uses a card right now anyway. Coming up soon, you know, ones use their phone with like Apple Pay and like Google Pay or whatever it's called, Google Shop, or I forget the Google's name. But you know, there's those things. And then as we're moving over into cryptocurrencies as well, once we start moving into cryptocurrencies, it's done. Once you're blockchained up, you're done. You feel me? That's just all there is to it. That's how it goes. Once you're blockchained up, you're in the algorithm for good, for life. And especially if you've got a biometric system in you that ties you to it, that minds to it, you're done. And it's like that. So yeah, stores definitely are refusing cash. I've seen it in my area. I'm sure some of y'all have as well. If y'all seen some of the stores refusing cash, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. Just so I know I'm not the only one who have seen this in real life in the third dimension. Alright, this comes from K_V_C. So what is the purpose of all of the companies shutting down? Well, right now, we're at what's called a reset. And this is not just a reset here in this country, it's a global reset. This is what, where the currency is changing. Now, supposedly, and allegedly, through certain things happening and certain control over the Federal Reserve banking system, and the treasury and everything like that, and gold resources, this could be a very good reset. This could be a reset that can change the world for better. And it will be the first time since the Templars established their banking systems through old Rothschild, Red Shields. This has been a long time. Now, that could happen. But keep in mind, like I said, I don't care about what's happening in the left-right paradigm. If that happens, amazing, good. That's going to be more resources that will add on top of what we should already be doing. But what we should already be doing is being self-sustainable. These companies are shutting down. These corporations are shutting down because the greed is at its all-time high. You feel me? It's collapsed. The system is collapsing in on itself. It is not sustainable anymore. That, to many, to the ones at the bottom, it's going to leave them, especially if this goes very bad, it's going to leave them in a, what would be considered a Hunger Games society. The middle class and the lower class will be literally killing each other for resources. Killing. It would cause great civil unrest, social disorder, everything. Now, the ones at the very top, that would be the CEOs, that would be investors, it would be ones that are really throwing large portions of fiat around to make things happen, they would be participating in what would be called a breakaway society. That is where they understand that when the reset happens, they sit or overlord over top of what would be happening in the Hunger Games society. And they would also control the pieces depending on how they would throw their resources. It's a game. And I don't know if you've ever played the game Risk before, but it's a game like that. And this is also what they do with wars as well. With armies, they do the same thing. They're just playing pieces on a board. And then ultimately, the ones who are overlording on top, then after the destruction, then come back in because they have all of the resources or whatever new currency will be used at that time, and just rebuild back up, bring back all the children that they've stolen, the orphans that they've been kept as they have every 150 years, and then re-implement their own societies once again. And it's like that. So, these corporations, a lot of them are shutting down, but they're getting ready for a reset. They're going away from physical because they're moving into the digital. They're moving into what is called the 5G. You feel me? The 5G. Us, who are walking that straight and narrow, we're moving into the 5D. There's a big difference. So, these corporations are shutting down. We should actually be the ones shutting them down. They're shutting themselves down because they've got a script and a plan. But we should be shutting them down, throwing them off a little bit, and make them re-strategize. You feel me? Maybe one of these days, some of the right people will come together to where we can really make some noise in regards to tearing some of that down. But right now, my battle is within the ethereal and within the spiritual. And that will ripple out into the physical as well. But we need to protect ourselves first and become sustainable. You feel me? We become sovereign. I like the question, thank you. The plants are surviving, said Project Zypher, coming this winter. For them to pull... It's a toss-up. For them to pull off Project Zypher, especially in the winter, they would have to go very hard. Which, I can see it happening. Let me just put it that way. I can see Project Zypher happening this winter. Just for the simple fact that currently, right now, 07142020, yo, we're only 7 months in on the 2020. And I don't know about y'all, but y'all have seen right from the start, 2020 been the wildest year. You feel me? The wildest. Something happening every 3 weeks. Something big happening every three weeks. I don't know about you, but to me, it seems like time's speeding way up, and it seems like this year has wiped out pretty much like half of my life in regards to where my thoughts are at and everything like that. It's literally like wiped everything out. It's wiping out for people their ability to even remember what life was at pre-mask. I swear, people walking around with masks on, acting like they've been wearing a mask their whole life, protecting themselves from a cold. All critical thinking out the window. I'm serious. The mind's being hijacked. So, things are moving fast. I see this. I see Project Zypher is something that is going to be used and dropped. I see it as being in the back pocket. It's something that they'll drop it when they need to. When there is going to be the attempt of an uprising or the information starts getting out in such a larger scale. Like information about voting with your dollars. Just something that simple. If the masses actually understood just that phrase alone, vote with your dollars. If they even understood that just a little bit, and that message was able to be broadcast to the millions, you feel me? To the millions at one time. Something that would actually threaten what's happening right now, Project Zypher would be in full effect. For sure. And I can see that possibly happening with after phase two of COVID, because right now we're in phase two of COVID. And I don't know about y'all, but phase one was fake. Phase one was to create the scare. Phase two that we're currently in, phase two is real. You feel me? Those tests that they scared everybody into, those tests are contaminated. Those tests will give many of y'all, will get many of y'all sick. Those tests will give some of y'all COVID-19. You feel me? That will move you into phase three. I think phase two has already started. I have many reasons to believe that phase two has already started and we're in it right now. And we would have to be for everything to line up in the timeline that they're dropping. You feel me? So what's going to happen is, because remember, there's an incubation time. There's an incubation time from the time that you get COVID-19 in your system to the time that it's incubating, then to the time that you start showing symptoms. And what it is it's a more severe version of the flu, but there's some and a lot with compromised immune systems. Everyone's eating like shit. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people, they're eating bad. They're still eating these meats and these aborted baby fetuses and foods filled with heavy metals. So the immune system's compromised. So this time when the flu hits you, it's hitting you extra hard. And what that's going to do then is it's going to move everybody into a new scare tactic to bring you into forced vaccinations. Forced vaccinations. Check this out, y'all. I've got 50 seconds left in this current live. If y'all want to keep on going, we got 100 eyes on this right now. If y'all want to keep on going, throw a one there in the chat. If I see enough ones, we'll do another one. And, I'm just taking a look here at the chat. I'm seeing some ones come through. Alright, check this out. So this is what we're going to do. 15 seconds left on this. We'll do one more. We'll keep it moving. It's Truth or Tuesdays, so we might as well do it right. So I'll see y'all. If y'all do me a favor, I'm going to post this like this just to move it up the algorithm. And we'll start a new one up in about 2 minutes.
Heavily flawed individual.
Sing the Ash Production. On the wake up.